Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a problem that I think costs the global economy billions of dollars, but nobody really talks about it. I call it the corporate glaze.
The corporate glaze.
You know what I mean? You walk past someone's desk or you see them on a Zoom call and they're doing training, but their eyes are just dead. They're clicking next on some slide deck from 2018.
Right, the click next fatigue. It's a real thing.
Exactly. And here's the paradox I want to figure out today. In our real lives, we're like addicted to learning. We watch TikTok cooking videos. We listen to 3-hour history podcasts. We love it.
But the second we clock in, learning becomes this painful bureaucratic chore.
Yes. Why is the gap between consumer content and corporate content so massive?
Well, it's not just a gap, it's a canyon. And honestly, it usually comes down to three things: budget, bandwidth, and
biology.
Biology. Yeah, we'll get to the biology of attention spans. Mm-hmm. But fundamentally, this is an economic story.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we are looking at two players who claim they can bridge that canyon.
Yeah.
On one side, we have 360 Learning, which is trying to democratize who teaches. And on the other, Auto Content API, which is trying to automate how the material gets made.
So a platform and an engine.
Exactly. And the claim here is big. They aren't just saying they can make training cheaper. They're saying they can solve the production bottleneck entirely.
So taking that, you know, engaging podcast feel and bringing it inside the corporation.
That's the goal.
Which sounds great, but I'm skeptical. I know how much my favorite podcast costs to make. So let's break this down. First, give us the quick elevator pitch on these two.
Sure. So 360 Learning is an LMS, a learning management system. But it's not the traditional top-down kind. Their whole philosophy is collaborative learning.
Meaning they believe the real experts are already inside the company.
Precisely. So instead of buying a generic course on Sales 101, you get your top sales rep to build a course on how we sell here.
Right. Okay. That's the platform. And the engine.
That's Auto Content API. The sources describe it as an industrial engine. It's an API-first solution. It automates creating podcasts, videos, summaries, quizzes, all from raw text or URL.
So one is the destination, 360 Learning, and the other is the factory, Auto Content API.
And our mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug that factory into that destination. Because the biggest headache in learning and development, L&D, isn't a lack of ideas.
It's that creating good stuff costs a fortune.
A fortune. Nobody has a Hollywood budget for compliance training.
And the production is so linear.
It's what the sources call linear production. I mean, think about a YouTuber. They're a writer, editor, and host, all in one. In a corporation, that's four different vendors.
I was looking at the numbers and the research, and they're honestly shocking. To outsource one professional podcast episode, you're talking $5,000 to $15,000?
$15,000.
Yeah.
A professional video. You can start at $10,000 and just keep going up.
So if you're an L&D manager with a, what, $50,000 annual budget, you can make maybe 3 good videos. That's your whole year.
That's it. And you have to save those for the really big topics, the annual kickoff maybe.
Right. And everything else, product updates, compliance changes, it all gets downgraded to a PDF because,
right,
well, it's free to type a Word doc.
That is the quality drop-off.
Yeah.
You have the knowledge, but you can't afford the format that people actually want.
Okay, so enter Auto Content API. The promise here is decoupling ideation from production. What does that actually mean in plain English?
It means the human provides the seed, the PDF, the URL, the bullet points, and the machine builds the tree.
And the cost difference isn't just a discount. It's a completely different scale.
It's deflationary. We're seeing data where a podcast episode, fully scripted, voiced, edited, costs between 10 cents and 2 euros to generate.
Wait, pause. 10 cents.
10 cents.
That just changes the entire physics of a department. You don't have to ration high-quality content anymore.
Exactly. If a podcast costs 10 cents, you don't need a big topic. You can publish hourly. You can fill the 360 Learning LMS with fresh content constantly.
It lets a company move at the speed of the market, not the speed of a video production agency.
That's the idea.
Okay, let's make this real. Let's apply this to the most boring document on earth, the anti-money laundering policy.
A classic. Everyone's favorite read.
Usually this is a 40-page PDF attached to an email. Please read. I open it. I scroll. I close it. How does the API change that?
So you take that PDF. The engine doesn't just read it like an audiobook. That would still be boring. It performs what's called instructional synthesis.
Mean.
It identifies the key learning objectives. Then it scripts a dialogue between two AI agents. Let's call them Alex and Jamie. Alex plays the skeptic, asking, wait, why can't I accept a gift from a client? and Jamie explains the policy's nuance.
So it mimics how we actually learn through conversation, through questions.
Exactly. It creates this dynamic back and forth, and that taps into something we call mental availability.
Explain that concept.
Well, think about the modern employee. They're busy. They can't just stare at a screen for an hour.
Yeah.
But they have dead time. Commuting, walking the dog, doing dishes.
The audio revolution.
Right. You can't read a PDF while you're driving. But you can listen to Alex and Jamie discuss bribery laws. It turns dead time into learning time.
I have to play devil's advocate, though. I've used Google's Notebook LM, and it does something similar. It creates these audio overviews. It's cool. So why do companies need an enterprise API for this?
Great question. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to manually drag and drop things. It's fun, but it's not a workflow. Auto Content API is designed for headless automation.
Headless, meaning no human is sitting there clipping buttons.
Right. You hook it up to workflow tools like Make.com or Zapier. So an L&D manager can just drop a PDF into a designated folder, and 5 minutes later, the podcast is live in 360 learning. No manual anything.
That's the industrial scale you mentioned.
Exactly.
Okay, let's go back to 360 Learning's core idea, collaborative learning. They want internal experts to teach. But the problem is, my top sales rep, let's call her Sarah, is busy closing deals. She knows how to sell, but she doesn't have time to record and edit videos about it.
This is a classic resource problem.
Mm.
The people with the most valuable knowledge have the least amount of free time.
So the solution here involves voice cloning and avatars. And I have to be honest, this is where I usually get a bit skeptical. Does it sound robotic? Does it hit that creepy, uncanny valley?
It's a fair worry. But the tech has moved so fast, we're not talking about those GPS voices from 2015.
Yeah.
The API uses advanced cloning that captures cadence, breath, tone. The source material describes the quality as natural, steady, and believable.
So Sarah just records her voice one time.
Once. Maybe 10 minutes of audio.
Yeah.
Then the API creates a clone. And now the L&D team can generate a weekly market thoughts or sales update in Sarah's voice. Forever.
Without taking her off the sales floor.
Exactly. And that solves what the notes call the CEO paradox.
Shit.
Employees want to hear from leadership. They want to hear the CEO's voice. It builds trust. But the CEO has zero time to sit in a recording booth. This allows the CEO to be omnipresent without actually being present.
Okay, but what about the trust factor? If I know it's AI, Sarah, do I still listen?
The data suggests yes, if the content is good. If AI Sarah is giving me tactical advice that helps me hit my quota, I don't really care if she recorded it live. I just want the information.
So it separates the expertise from the execution.
Perfectly put. Sarah provides the expertise. The API handles the execution.
Speaking of execution, let's talk about speed. Because in Sales especially, by the time a training video is produced, the topic is already obsolete.
It's totally useless. 360 Learning focuses heavily on sales enablement. If a competitor launches a new feature today, your sales team needs the counterarguments today, not next month.
The sources mention features like newsjacking and real-time feeds. This makes the API sound less like a content tool and more like an intelligence agency.
It really does. It uses a newsroom model. So imagine this. It's 8 a.m. A major competitor announces a price drop.
Okay, panic mode for the sales team.
Usually, yes. But here, that announcement triggers the API. It instantly starts what it calls deep research. It scrapes the competitor site, reads the press release, checks Reddit for customer reactions.
And it's not just hallucinating, right? Because we all know LLMs can make stuff up.
No, and this is crucial for enterprise. It uses ART retrieval augmented generation. It cites its sources. It'll say they dropped the price by 10%, and then it links directly to the pricing page. In B2B, you cannot have your sales team using bad intel.
Trust is everything. So 8.05 a.m., the research is done. What's next?
By 8:10 a.m., the API has synthesized that research into a battle card, maybe a one-minute video briefing, and a list of talking points. And it pushes that straight to the sales team's mobile app on 360 Learning.
So while they're having their morning coffee, they get the full briefing.
Exactly. Before they make their first call of the day, they are armed and ready. That's the difference between training, which is an annual event, and enablement, which is a daily habit.
That is a game changer. It's like having a 247 research analyst who's also a video producer.
And who works for pennies.
Right. Okay, let's zoom out. 360 Learning is used by big enterprise-grade companies, global organizations with offices in Tokyo, Berlin, Sao Paulo.
Which brings us to the next massive problem, the language barrier.
This is a huge pain point. I've worked in global companies. If you work in a satellite office, you're used to getting training materials 3 months late in English, or with really bad subtitles.
You feel like a second-class citizen.
Yeah.
And creating localized training usually means 5 different production teams, 5 voice actors, and a ton of money.
So what's the fix here?
The API supports over 50 languages. And it's not just text translation. It actually resynthesizes the audio and video.
So the AI Sarah we talked about, she can speak fluent Portuguese.
Instantly. Right. And Japanese. And German. The sources call it instant globalization. You're essentially multiplying your total trainable workforce by 5 or 10 times without adding a single dollar to the production budget.
And it ensures everyone gets the same message, just in their native language.
Right. And from a collaborative learning perspective, it means your top expert in France can create a course that the team in the U.S. can actually use. It breaks down those silos between countries.
Okay, we've talked a lot about audio and video, but I want to touch on the multimedia stack because people learn in different ways.
They do. And this goes back to what's called the thin content problem.
What is that?
In marketing, thin content is a web page with just a little text that Google hates. In L&D, it's a text-only page that employees hate. It has low dwell time. People land on it, they scan it, and they leave.
So how do we beef it up? What does a thick page look like?
You need a multimedia stack. Okay. And the API is designed to generate this entire stack automatically for a single topic.
Walk me through the stack. What does it include?
Okay, so take one topic, like negotiation skills. Layer 1, video. The API has a Video Create Shorts endpoint. It generates a vertical 9.16 video, like a TikTok.
Quick tips, mobile friendly.
Yep. 3 things never to say in a negotiation. Then layer 2, audio. A deep dive podcast, maybe 15 minutes, unpacking the psychology. That's for the commute.
Got it. Layer 3.
Visuals. An explainer video. A horizontal 60-second clip that might demo a specific technique.
And 360 Learning can host all of this on a single course page.
It can. But there's one more layer the API handles. Assessment. It generates quizzes from the source material.
Oh, that's huge. Writing good quiz questions is surprisingly hard.
It is. The API can parse the text and generate a 10-question quiz to test retention. This fits perfectly into 360 Learning's structure because at the end of the day, you need to track if people actually learn the thing.
So from one PDF, you get a short video, a deep dive podcast, an explainer video, and a quiz.
That is the industrial engine at work. You're just flooding the zone with high-quality content.
And there's an interesting point in the notes about this being like internal SEO.
Right. We think of SEO for Google. But inside a company, if an employee searches the LMS for negotiation, you want them to find rich, engaging content. If they find a boring text document, they bounce. If they find a video series and a podcast, they engage.
So this whole stack makes sure employees actually find and consume the content.
It's about making the internal learning experience competitive with the external entertainment experience. You are fighting for attention, and you can't win that fight with PDFs.
We've covered a lot of ground, from the Tencent podcast to the multilingual AI avatar.
It's a brave new world, for sure.
If you had to summarize the big shift for the L&D manager listening right now, what is it?
It's the shift from scarcity to abundance. For decades, corporate learning was defined by scarcity. Not enough budget, not enough time. This combination, Auto Content API plugged into 360 Learning, it creates an abundance of knowledge.
You move from content creation, which is manual and expensive, to content transformation, which is automated and cheap.
Right. And that changes L&D from just an operating expense to a high leverage investment. Mm-hmm. You invest in the engine and the output is basically unlimited.
But abundance creates its own problems, doesn't it? And that's the thought I want to leave everyone with.
Go on.
If the barrier to creating training is zero, if we can generate infinite courses and quizzes, the human job changes. We stop being creators. We become curators.
We become the editors, the strategists.
Exactly. But there's an even weirder future on the horizon. As these AI agents get smarter, they aren't just generating the content. They are starting to consume it to test it.
So we're getting dangerously close to AIs teaching other AIs.
Imagine a world where your AI sales agent reads the competitor analysis from the API, updates its own code, and starts selling better without a human ever even reading the PDF.
Is that learning? Or is that just a software update?
Now that is a deep dive for another day.
Indeed.
Thank you for listening. Check the show notes for links to everything we discussed. We'll see you next time.